So I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart World. In fact, I've played through the Grand Prix mode every single cup 2 times because I messed up on one of the recordings, so I had to play again. And I played through the Knockout Tour, all of those different cups as well, a couple of times. Not to mention, I also had a night where I played a lot of the different modes with all of my friends together. So I got to kind of, you know, play around and see a lot of this game so far. I even jumped into some of the time trials and played around with some of the tracks, trying to find some of the best shortcuts. The only things I have not done so far is to go online and also play a lot of the battle mode or any of the free roam. Free roam is going to be saved for its own specific special video. But besides that, I wanted to talk to you guys about my experience when I played Mario Kart World for as long as I have so far for the last couple of days and kind of my early feelings with the game. Real quick, if you're enjoying this video, make sure you leave a like and subscribe. We're going to have tons of Mario Kart content coverage and stuff for me to talk about, so make sure you stay here for it. Let's see how many people we get to subscribe from just today's video alone. Thank you guys, and let's dive into my thoughts about this game. So yes, I have to be honest about Mario Kart World. This game is amazing. This game is so much fun. And I was sitting there the other day thinking to myself, I really wasn't super excited for this game. I was happy, don't get me wrong, but this wasn't like the next 3D Mario for me. This was just like a really exciting Mario Kart game, which I was definitely looking forward to for obviously over 11 years now. But when I got the game, I was like, I just, you know, really excited to play. It wasn't like I was losing sleep or counting the days or just couldn't really, you know, get any sleep because I was waiting for this game for so long. But I have not felt this much excitement and fun for a game where I literally can't stop playing and I want to keep playing this game. Like, I have not felt this since almost Mario Odyssey. Like, I think some of the games that's actually made me actively feel this way was like Breath of the Wild, Luigi's Mansion 3, Mario Odyssey, and maybe even Kirby and the Forgotten Land. But yeah, those are like the only games on the Switch that has captivated me this much to where I just, everything I do, I think about this game. No matter where I'm at, I think about playing this game. This game is so good in so many different ways. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. There's a lot of things that I do want to talk about and cover from what I've played so far, but this game is addicting to the core. Let me just start off talking about the mechanics of this game, because that wall jump and rail ride absolutely changes everything. There are so many times where I would see a certain wall that you could ride or a rail that led to a separate path that I was like, man, next time I gotta remember that and hit that. There's so many little shortcuts on every single one of the tracks, about 95% of the tracks, that have some very noticeable like paths that you can take, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's gonna be awesome if I can actually pull that off. And on top of all of that, it's nowhere near some of the stuff that you can actually skip and do on some of the tracks from I've seen online. For instance, here's one that I tried that I've actually seen a video of online, and it was just like, what Mario Kart game could you possibly do something like this in? This is, it changes the fact that this isn't just a kart racer. It almost turns itself into a 3D platformer. And combining this with that rewind feature, I just sat in time trials and kind of just gone through lots of the tracks and just looked for every little shortcut that you could possibly take. Found so many crazy different things that you can do, and it just blows my mind, man. It's one of those things where it's just like, I can see myself literally sinking in so many hours into some of these tracks just because how much variety they have. But besides the tracks, the characters, they all feel great. Now, the drifting does take a little bit to get used to because it feels heavier and just a little bit different than Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and you'll notice it for sure. For instance, I don't know if the bikes no longer have the inside drift because they feel more normal compared to the actual carts in this game. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but the carts feel like it's harder to get that drift to work compared to what we had in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. My only problem, really, with the controls is the gliding. Now, once again, maybe it's just me, but I felt like the gliding was extremely difficult to actually get a hold of. And a lot of my friends did as well. That's the one thing that they noticed instantly was, what's up with the gliding? Like, a lot of them thought my TV wasn't on game mode or that I wasn't controlling it right. Or, you know, something to do with the controller connection or something. Or the Switch 1 controller they were using on the Switch 2. And no, it had nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that the gliding is extremely heavy and just kind of cumbersome. It almost feels like you're moving around a giant tank that's, you know, attached to one little tiny parachute. And I know it's kind of giving it that realism because that's ideally what it is. It's a giant metal vehicle being propelled by a couple of wings, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, it adds a realism feel, but I don't know if I necessarily want that. It makes it extremely hard to land where you want to. If there's a guardrail that you're trying to land on, which is extremely skinny, it's really hard to actually get the cart to land on it with this, you know, weird gliding controls. I don't know. I don't see too many people talking about them online, so maybe it's just something that I gotta get used to. to, but it's like you got to ever so slightly, barely move the cart to the left and to the right, once again being very different than Mario Kart 8 Deluxe's gliding controls. And the same thing can be said about the water controls, which are very iffy. I feel like a lot of the time it's dragging you in a certain direction and it's really hard to drift or turn. It's completely different than being on land, which I do actually appreciate that, because driving underwater in Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 7, it felt the exact same as driving on land. So this one actually gives you a little bit different controls as you're bobbing with the waves and stuff. There are a lot of fun moments. I enjoy this, but sometimes it is hard to actually control where you're going. For instance, Cheep Cheep Falls, I found this to be one of the most difficult ones at that last waterfall. It feels like it always pushes you off to the left, and no matter how hard I tug or even drift towards the right, it's always kind of chucking me around and flipping me in different directions that I'm not necessarily trying to go in. It's just something I probably got to learn and get used to. So it's not like a major complaint. My main complaint's mostly the gliding. I don't know. I wish it was a little bit looser, allowing us to move more freely in the air. But once again, not a major issue. But going back to the trick system, I really love the rails and the wall riding, but something I'm still getting used to is that little hop that you can do, because unfortunately it's tied to the same button as drift. The only way to use it is to actually just hold the R button without holding any direction on the stick, which is sometimes really hard to do if you're trying to do a quick jump onto something. So I kind of wish you didn't have to hold it down. Like if you just want to just do a quick jump without a, you know, speed boost or anything after it, you could just, you know, do a hop and your regular hop would be a lot higher. Or just map the jump button to a completely different trigger would have been better as well, or just something else that you can map it to. I mean, even the back triggers that you can add with that Switch 2 Pro controller. But yeah, it's not a big issue once again, but I just found it hard to do. Also, something that I will tell you guys now, because it seems like a lot of you guys are in the same boat as me, as you guys blew up my recent tweet talking about how the wall riding technically works. I've seen so many clips of people riding on the wall for a very long period of time, and it seemed like every time I tried it, I'd only be able to ride on the wall for about a second before it actually makes me hop off, or I choose to hop off myself. After various testings of holding down buttons and, you know, trying to stay on the wall as long as I can, it seems like it's just simply because some walls allow you to hang on longer. That's literally it. And it's weird that Nintendo doesn't, you know, clarify this, because I thought any wall will let you just keep riding until you run out of wall. But apparently only specific walls, and what I've seen so far are walls with tire marks, are the ones that literally allow you to hang and stay on the wall. So if any of you guys were like me and was kind of confused by that, that's just the simple solution. You got to find the specific walls that allow you to do that, and it seems like these walls are only on the actual racetracks, and only some of them have those walls. Now let's dive into the intermission tracks. This was my biggest worry before this game came out, because from everything I've seen so far, it looked pretty boring. Like we were just driving in straight paths and there wasn't a lot going on. Now from when I played with my friends, it definitely was more chaotic and more things were happening, but when I played with the Grand Prix, I found it kind of 50-50. Now, obviously, in Grand Prix, you're playing against computers, and most of the time, you'll be way ahead of the pack, besides like two or three racers on the computer side that are actually really, really good. But yeah, most of the time, you'll be spending your time in first place until blue shell or multiple reds hit you, which is kind of boring because there's not a lot of chaos going on. Now, I haven't played online yet. I'm sure online is an absolute chaos mess, which actually might add to this a lot and make this a lot more fun. When I played with my friends, it definitely was more fun, but still, I felt like the intermission tracks were kind of like 50-50 for me. A lot of them were really cool. For instance, like the giant bridge with tons of cars and different ways to attack the bridge. You could go on the outside of the bridge and fly, or you can go on the giant rails at the top and grind on them, or you can go through the traffic with the boost pads. But then there's a lot of intermission tracks where there's literally nothing going on, like this desert one where you're just kind of flying for almost 30 seconds in this giant area and there's nothing on the ground besides a couple of items, and it just made me wonder, why is nothing happening down there? Why are we in this giant area? I mean, it's wide enough to have like 100 racers in this part. And there's a couple of intermission tracks that I felt this way with, a good amount actually, where like this big donut area right outside Bowser's Castle, it does have some boom boom spinning around, but nothing really else. And I remember my friends even saying, oh, there's definitely going to be a giant Bowser statue or something sticking out of that lava pool, right? No, nothing. I mean, it would have been perfect to have a giant Bowser statue firing things at the racers or just causing a bunch of obstacles to appear, but that's the problem. It just seems like there's a lack of obstacles going on. A lot of the time, there are really just some straight roads with nothing going on, unless there's like chaos pursuing within the pack. And I shouldn't have to play online to experience stuff like that, you know what I mean? If I'm playing offline, there should still be fun to be had. Take this giant snow resort. I mean, there's just nothing happening. There's like two shy guys on snowboards going down this gigantic path. I mean, I had to make up something to do by just, you know, jumping and trying to trick off of the poles because nothing is happening. I mean, look how wide this section is, which already branches off into three separate sections. It's just like there's nothing happening. A lot of the times, if any player got up in the pack, I feel like it's just at the mercy of a blue shell no matter what, because almost no item or no shortcut is enough to reach that player in first place unless you just have a crazy pack on you, like tons of reds or, like I said, a blue shell. No matter how many things I tricked off of, how many mushrooms I got, I always felt like I was still so far behind. And sometimes the rails are more like for show or something, because I feel like sometimes I took those rail paths and I ended up losing spots or moving slower than just driving straight on the road. So the intermissions have definitely been a hit or miss for me. But overall, once again, I'm not trying to make it sound like it's not fun. I had a blast, especially with my friends, and that's why I think when I give it time to play online, my opinion probably will change greatly when it's away from these computers, because you can say the same thing with any Mario Kart game. If you're just blowing out computers, the tracks are kind of boring and there's not a lot going on, and that's what online and playing with friends is for. And when I play with my friends, for instance with Knockout Tour, this was the most intense thing I've ever experienced with them, because it actually felt like it mattered. If I got out, I would have to sit out and watch and wait, and that's a good thing to me. I know some people complain about that, but I mean, getting out and actually seeing like a couple of racers left actually is really, really cool. I wish the number at the end went down even smaller. Like, I wish you could change a setting to go down to 3 people left, 2 people left, and then just have like a 1v1 at the end on the last track, but still, this was by far the best mode in the game. It's something that I absolutely had a blast with, and I've only played a handful of times with my friends, so I can't wait to see how it all translates with the online mode as well. Yeah, this is an awesome mode. The only other complaint I have about the intermissions, once again, is the fact that I haven't seen any of those vehicles that they showed off in the trailers. Like, any of them. Once again, I played through the entirety of Knockout Tour twice, and the entirety of the Grand Prix twice, and not one time have I seen that giant semi that you can control, the giant speedboat, or even the giant helicopter. And I've seen it multiple times with people's gameplay. So I don't know if it's just, you know, something that's not going to be appearing if you stay in first and second place. You'll like never see those things. So yeah, I don't know, that kind of let me down. So hopefully online I actually see a lot more of that. Something else is, I felt like with the Grand Prix, there's like designated times a blue shell would come. Like I said, I played through these multiple times, and it seemed like in the same exact spot I always got a blue shell sent after me, or the person behind me would always get triple reds in the same spot. So much so I was like preparing for it, carrying a mushroom until I reached that spot and I would see the blue shell come. I don't know if it's just I am that unlucky, or if it's just a Grand Prix thing with offline, but I hated it, and it was pretty annoying. But I've had fun unlocking characters. I know some people are upset that it's tied to the stupid Kamek item, which can make it very difficult, because you have to, for one, get hit by the item. You also have to be in specific regions in order to get that specific character. But overall, I've had a blast. I don't, like, really need every character right now. I can take my time and get them when I get them. It'll make it more special. I don't really have a problem with that. And like I said, I haven't really played much of the other modes. I watched my friends play like one round of battle mode, and they all were instantly bored, because Nintendo once again dropped the ball greatly with that, because there's really no reason to play battle mode. All the battle tracks are actively just regular spots on the open world map that they fenced off for a battle track. So yeah, we don't really have actual battle tracks this time around, which is a bummer. So as you can see, that's exactly why I have a problem with this game, because it is so good, but it's just missing so many little things to make it so much better. And of course, there's always room for updates and stuff, but from what I've heard online, like I said, I haven't jumped into free roam or even close to 100%ing this game, because to 100% this game, it's going to be tough. If you want to get a gold trophy with a 3-star ranking on any Grand Prix Cup or the Knockout Cups, you have to come in first every single race and every single checkpoint, which is just nuts to do. But it gives us something to try to complete for that 100%. I don't know if anybody's 100% of the game so far. There's no proper, you know, detailing of how many P switches you need left. It just tells you how many you got and stuff, so that's a little annoying, so you don't know when you're 100%ing the game. But it doesn't seem like anybody's done it yet, or at least there's no reward for it, because that's something else. There was nothing special or hidden this is something that, once again, I knew. Like, I could just tell from Nintendo showing literally nothing in that the Mario Kart Direct, and the fact that there just seemed like there wasn't anything else, you know, and hearing the previews of people say, like, that's pretty much all, everything that we've seen. But a lot of you guys still told me, just wait, Nintendo Land. Nintendo doesn't show all their cards right away. It seems like they did, because from everybody that I've seen so online, the biggest secret so far is just Mirror Mode, which no one knows how to actually unlock. It seems like there's multiple different methods. One of the more surefire methods I've heard of so far is collecting 10 gold peach coins in free roam, and then completing the special cup a second time. But it comes off as, you know, that may not be the exact way, because some people said that it didn't work for them. It's just weird. But Mirror Mode is definitely not a big hidden secret when it's been in every single Mario Kart ever, and it's just a track kind of flipped around. It's not even reverse mode, which I was really hoping for. Unless there's something that Nintendo's still hiding from users through like a 100% completion or something, there's nothing that you haven't seen in treehouses and directs that's in this game. You've seen it all. This is the full game, which is disappointing because, you know, there's a lot of games where Nintendo doesn't show everything. Tears of the Kingdom had the whole, you know, depths, and they really didn't show much of the dungeons or bosses either. And you have this situation where there's just nothing left. Nintendo pretty much showed us everything, which is, like I said, it's just a bummer, because why? Why show us every single one of the 50 characters in this game and not kept any of them secret? Why let everybody play in the demo every single track and every single tour intermission as well, or even showing off all these? Because everything that I've seen so far, yeah, it's just everything that's currently in the game with nothing new. Now, there could be a secret character somewhere tied behind that 100%, but I am shocked that there's no other secret characters outside of everything that we know and that we've seen. No secret tracks besides Rainbow Road, which once again we knew was coming, and no secret modes outside of Mirror Mode, which once again has been in almost every single Mario Kart ever. It's just disappointing. Also, I had to go back and actually add this real quick because, dude, yeah, the music is phenomenal. This is one of the best soundtracks I think Nintendo has ever released. I mean, dude, I'm hearing soundtracks from WarioWare, from Spits and Dribbles minigames. I'm also hearing, like, the mini-boss theme from Yoshi's Island. I was like, what? Like, there's so many crazy tracks that are getting remixed from, like, past Mario games, Donkey Kong games, Wario spin-off games. They knocked it out the park. You got past Mario Kart games being referenced here. Some of these remixes completely changed the song. Some of them keep them very much intact, but they killed it, man. Like, seriously, I feel like the whole budget went to the soundtrack. Now, once again, you guys might be thinking, that's a lot of negatives, Nintendo Land. How do you like this game? That's just a testament to how good this game is. It plays so freaking well. It is such a good Mario Kart game. I love these new tricks and mechanics. I love the tracks. I just love everything about the carts are fun. The characters are wacky and interesting. I mean, it's a great game, and it just ultimately comes down to the fact that the content is still a little too light for that $80 price tag. I don't even know if I want to say a little too light. It definitely is just too light. It just constantly feels like there's something else that should be included in this game, and Nintendo took it out, like a story mode, boss battles, something else. I just can't put my finger on it. There definitely should have been some extra modes as well, and just some more things to justify that $80 price tag with some more inclusions into those intermission tracks, because what we have here is a very incredibly good Mario Kart game, just with not too much content to justify that price tag. But maybe there's some free updates and content planned from Nintendo, and that we'll find out in the next Nintendo Direct, which could be very soon since we're in the month of June now. We're just gonna have to wait and see. So, what is my verdict? Well, so far, like I said, it's very early. I'll give a full 100% review when I play more of this game and learn more about it, but it is indeed an exceptionally fun game, and I highly recommend. Like, this is the next era of Mario Kart. It just needs more to it, if you know what I mean. But thank you so much for tuning in. How's your experience been so far with Mario Kart World? Have you also been enjoying it, or are you more on the downside, or are you more even higher than I am? Let me know in the comments down below. Make sure you leave a like and subscribe before you head out, and like always, I'll see you all on the next one. Have a blessed day, guys. See ya.